It's Christmas Eve, the time of year when we celebrate peace on earth. But as we think back over 2020, I don't think peace is the word that comes to mind. Fear, panic, riots, chaos, corruption, those words better describe this past year. So where is the peace that's promised to us at Christmas time? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 6 through 11 say, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together. And a little child shall lead them, the nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." The wolf lying down with the lamb, that doesn't happen naturally. Something dramatic must happen in order for that to be a reality, something outside of the norm. But what is it that removes the hostility, the tension, the need to exert dominance and power over another? Where is this peace? Well, it's not accomplished by fleshly men and their ploys, but only through the good news of Jesus Christ. This peace, based on verse 9, comes from the knowledge of the Lord, which will one day cover the earth. The reason the predator will lie down with the prey in peace is because all the earth will know the glory of the Lord, and the kingdom of Christ will reign in righteousness and peace. Man and beast will live in light of the glory of God, in other words. Men and women who see and understand and know the glory of the Lord will not live for their own glory anymore. They won't seek their own fame or pursue their own authority. But how does that happen? Well, we must accept that we are sinful and in need of a rescue. Jesus is coming this first Advent to provide this peace personally. Peace with God, the removal of the guilt of sin, offering forgiveness and new life. He did this in the cross and resurrection. But he's coming again to bring righteous judgment and make this peace by removing all those who have rejected him. This is a restoration back to an Eden-like existence before the fall of man into sin. What human king can produce this? Well, none. This must be done by a divine king setting up his divine kingdom. And it's the reason for our hope today on Christmas Eve, the night before we celebrate the coming of this glorious one. When you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.